For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
阅读、科技、旅行，生活可以很大。对话设计、学习、思考不嫌太多。这里是 iTunes 获奖播客《狗熊有话说》，一听就停不下来的哦。Hello， 你好，欢迎收听独立知识型脱口秀《狗熊有话说》（Bear Talk）， 我是大狗熊。前几天呢，我在YouTube 上发了一期关于职业决策的一个短的视频。那么这个视频制作的起源呢，是因为在更之前的一段时间呢，前后有四五个朋友通过各种渠道。联系到我，然后询问一下我能不能做这个正确的职业决策如何在进行职业规划的时候呢，能够更有信心的做出决定。所以我觉得这个话题可能很有意思，那么值得用一个很短的这个方式来分享一下。那么重新开始啊。Hello， 你好，欢迎收听独立知识型脱口秀《狗熊有话说》（Bear Talk）， 我是大狗熊。在今年春节之后，陆续有四五个朋友呢，通过各种渠道联系到我，向我咨询关于职业转型还有职场的这个方向的一些意见。那么我发现一个共同的特点，就是这群人呢，他们的这个职业的方向和领域有区别，但大家似乎都有同样的一个问题，就是如果我不知道我要选择的职业方向是什么，这个应该怎么办？就是他们都在困扰这个问题，就是我如果不知道我的职业方向哪条路是正确的怎么样才能够继续往前走呢？其实这个话题是一个很普遍的问题，就是我们不知道自己要什么。那么在做我自己的职业规划的时候，其实我有一些经验，那么也有一些具体的技巧，但后面发现这些技巧似乎并不是每个人都知道。于是呢，我做了一期英文的视频用一个很短的时间呢讲了一下自己的这个三个技巧。那么在这期播客里面呢，我和大家一起来分享一下。那么我自己是在几年前决定转型做这个用户体验设计师的。那么很多人会问我这个问题，就是我不知道我职业方向怎么选，或者是现在会觉得很困惑。那么你当年也面临同样的问题，因为我当时是从这个 marketing 市场运营转型做这个用户体验设计。那么怎么能做出这样的一个判断，说哎，这个领域就是我想做的事情呢？那么通常我们很多人会有这样的问题，就是你已经在从事 A 这个工作了，然后你可能并不太开心，然后你想看哎 B 或者 C 这些工作的选项，职业的选项似乎看起来也非常吸引人，但是你不知道接下来应该怎么做，甚至你不能确定说哎，这个到底适不适合我。那么很多人就在这个过程中呢一直的循环。那么我的技巧呢其实有这样的几条，但是在分享之前呢先看一下，就是它的基本的原则，就是我们 要能够让自己达到一个有信心做决定的这样的一个状态，其实这是你要努力的目标，而不是说做出这个具体的决定。那么就是说你知道自己做的决定是正确的，是有信心的，而且自己能够之后百分百全情投入的。那么怎么去做出这样的一个有信心的决定呢？你需要知道，你需要确定，就是先去定义你要知道的事情，然后呢去获得这些问题的答案。那么比如说职业方面的要转型的这样的一些问题会有，包括这个要转的这个工作啊，以我做这个用户体验设计为例吧。那么当时我做 marketing 做运营，然后当我想要转型成这个用户体验设计师的话，他每天工作到底是做什么啊？这群人是在做什么？然后呢，他们是在解决什么问题啊？他是更多是跟人打交道，还是跟这个技术打交道啊？就是你需要先清楚这个领域的这样的一些问题，还有呢，需要一些什么样必备的技能还有知识？那么，怎么样去获取这些知识和技能？比如说像会计，那么你是通过考资格证是吧，获得这种资历资格技能。那么程序员是具体去以学代练，以练代学。那么设计师也是差不多。那么你需要先去了解就是怎么去具备这种知识和技能其次呢他的收入怎么样然后他之后的这个职业发展的路线是怎么样，是先做普通设计师、产品设计师、资深产品设计师、设计经理，或者是就是他这个流程是怎么走的。然后呢这个市场有多大，你所在的这个城市，你所在这个行业领域，它的市场每年有多少这个设计师会招聘，会有这样的需求这些问题都要去解答。然后其次呢，这个适不适合我自己从内心来说，我喜不喜欢这个作为一项工作。还有呢就是比较关键的，我如何能够找到我的第一份工作。那么当然你也可能有自己的一些其他问题，把这些问题都写下来。那么要去获得这些问题的答案呢，就需要去做 research， 就需要去做调研做研究，而不是具体先去行动。那么我在自己的这个YouTube 频道搜索 Bear Talk 就可以了啊。然后呢分享过一本书叫 Just Enough Research。 那么那本书的作者Erica Ho 就说过，这个做调查的基本的目的就是能够让你做出更有信心的、更有自信的这个正确的决定。那么用最便宜的这个最快的方式在一开始来进行这种调查是特别有必要的。那么我自己接下来说到自己的我的三个这个诀窍，这个第一个诀窍呢就是和人交流 talk to people。 那么这可能是最被低估的一种方法了因为很多人呢都会一来先考虑职业转型，先去做这个在线的搜索然后呢或者去上课去做这种知识方面的这个学习和补充。但其实相反，第一条呢，一开始先要去和人聊，和具体的比如说你要转的这个行业的已经在从事这个行业的人那些设计师那些这个厨师这就是你要转的这个行业的从业者，去跟他们聊。那么聊什么呢？就聊刚刚那些问题他们是怎么看的。这可能是最难的一点，对很多人来说，因为可能你不知道去找谁，对吧？然后你不知道去怎么去开始这个话题，你不知道怎么去这个和别人搭讪。那么在职场里面，这种沟通呢叫做 informational interview， 就是获取相应信息的这种就是行业信息的这样的一种访谈。那么这种形式呢，在初期做了以后呢，会避免你走很多弯路。比如说你发现这个职业其实不太适合自己，那么就果断的放弃，或者是选择其他的方向。第二个技巧呢是上速成班crash course。 那么我指的这种速成班是指那种节奏周期很短，投入相对比较少，但是能够让你 快速的知道这个领域要做的事情，就是对这个领域的知识结构有一个大概的了解，那么不需要深入，只需要浅尝辄止的这种方式。那么现在有大量的在线的课程啊，这个也可以用很便宜的费用来获取这方面的这种迷你的课程什么的这种知识。那么包括我自己，我都做了一个这个用户体验设计的入门课程，8小时内了解用户体验设计的全部知识架构。那么去上这种课程呢，其实就是一种做调查的方式。第一，你知道这个领域的知识结构；第二呢，你可以测试一下自己适不适合。那么这是第二个。第三个诀窍，build your detective board。 那么这个就是把你所有的这些调研呢都视觉化。我的建议呢是找一面空白的墙，然后呢用各种各样的这个贴纸便利贴、不干胶等等这些打印的资料什么的，全部都把它整理贴在那个墙上。然后就像那个大家看电视剧里面什么侦探呀、警察他们办案发现线索的话，都会把所有这些信息贴出来。然后当你把他们全部视觉呈现出来的时候呢，你慢慢会发现一些这个模式，或者发现一些主题会能够呈现，然后呢也会有一些问题你就能够提出来了。那么把这些东西全部都就是用看得见的方式那看得见你就有想法啊，这就是最简单的三个方式。那么可以在开始转型之前花半个月一个月的时间来做这个调研，最后呢能够做出一个正确的决定做出一个有信心的决定。好的，这就是这期节目的内容。如果想收听英文节目呢，记得去 YouTube 搜索我的这个视频频道 Bear Talk BEARTALK 就可以收看了。好的，感谢你收听这一期狗熊有话说播客，我们下期再见，拜拜。
Hello, welcome to Bear Talk Channel. I'm Bear, product designer who lives and works in Auckland, New Zealand. As a UX and product designer, I've asked by many of students or some people want to transition from a career into design career. And this is one frequently asked question, like, how can I know this is the right direction for me to start becoming as a UX designer? What if I don't know which way to choose as a career direction? So a lot of people just feel a little bit confused at the beginning of their career decision making stage, like they don't know is that a proper way to go. So I think I might able to share something on this. I decided to start my own career as a UX designer a few years ago when I moved to New Zealand, start from scratch. And before I had a job as a marketing specialist, so as a marketing guy. And people asked me the same question, like, what if? And I asked myself the same question. So is this the right direction? Am I making the right decision? So this is really hard to answer because it's follow on a lot of follow-up questions, like, how I wrote a question list, like, how is it work? If you work as a designer, how is it work daily? What do they do? What does other designer do? And why, what does it solve and what does it deal with? Is it more people related work or you might work, do it by yourself? And what is the necessary skill set and knowledges for working and how to learn them? How is it paid? This is a critical one. And what's the career path for that job, for that direction? What's the market? How big, how small the market like? And does it match me? Do I actually feel happy when I'm working as a designer or not? Do I like it as a job or just as my imagination? I haven't ever involved as a designer. I don't know how it looks like, how it works like, and how to find the first job. This is critical, right? So I think you might have other questions, and please write them down. And if you don't know any questions, it's time to do some research. So I think especially when you work as, I just make a quick doodle for that. Like if you work as a job A, for example, you're making cakes, cupcakes, but you're not that happy and you want to transition from cupcake maker into someone who's in charge of pizza. And this is as an imagination. And before you make that decision to go that path, you might do some research. And at this stage, the goal for the research is to do it in the cheapest and the fattest way. And this is also something revealed from the book, Just Enough Research by Erica Hall, a great book for every designers. And in that book, it also shows that the purpose of doing research is to help you make the confident decision and to raise up your confidence level. And that's the outcome. And I think for this one, how for making the career decision, there are just three approaches that I suggested you might be able to do. So let's go to those three. So the first one, talk to people. This is probably the most efficient way to get information about the industry or about a type of job. So if you're interested to be working as a designer, as a product designer, reach out to some product designers and have a cup of coffee with them. We call it informational interview. And you can ask questions like how it works like, how your job, what does your job involve, and how you deal with all the challenges. What are the challenges and how you got the first job? This is really critical. So I think at this stage, just reach out to people and to understand the industry so that you will base your understanding on that job on insights from other professionals rather than on your own imagination. So tip one. And tip two is to do some crash course. So this is what I mean as a way to, let me finish this draw. So it's a very suggested way to recommended way to get to know the structure of that industry. For example, if you want to work as a designer, there are some terms, some terminologies and some methodologies and also different theories and different best practices on different areas. So it could be quite overwhelming. And if you go deep dive at first, for example, just take a 2 years course on learning how to become a designer, that's too much. And that's investment is too much for you, both time, money, and effort. So I suggest to find like a 5 hours, 10 hours course, and then can cover most of the knowledges. At least you have a clear picture of how you're going to work as a designer, as this professional, and then you can deep dive later. But if you find, oh, during the crash course, I'm not that type of person, I'm not interested in that, and then stop it. So you only invest 10 hours, which is awesome. So there are courses on LinkedIn, or even myself, I created an 8 hours course to show and introduce how to become a designer. Yeah, just check those courses for sure. And the third one is visual your findings. So you might see there are a lot of movies or TV shows that people use a really large board and put all the information on that board, some pictures or some newspapers, telephone numbers, all things, and a map, and then use it to analyze things like Sherlock Holmes. And this is what designers also do. We call it affinity mapping. And the way is to put all the things on the same page and then on the same place, and then you might find the pattern behind it. So some pattern or some connection will emerge. This is what I suggest. I try to do that to make all the things visible. Right, so these are the three suggestions that I have for you. Talk to people, take some crash courses, and visualize your findings. Hope that works for you, and hope that helps you to make the confident career decisions. Right, I'll talk to you in the next video. Bye.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.